Hello, listeners. Welcome to this episode of Left of the Dial here on 104.7 FM, Coast Access Radio. Today, I'm going to be sharing some songs with you which feature the technique known as sampling. If you don't know what that is, it is, of course, taking another artist's work and chopping it up, changing it, and reutilizing it in your own song. So, to start us off, we have the song Death Metal by Panchico.
She's forgotten her car keys and the flowers for her friends. They say she's a harpy, but she is on a mend. 'Cause you're holding on to someone who's special, educating someone.
Heard the song Death Metal by Panchico, the title track of their album from 2000. It is the opening track of the album, and the band was formed in Nottingham in 1997. The famous story of Panchico is someone discovering the CD of the album, which at the time was just an EP of the first four songs on the album, in a op shop in 2016 and posting it online to inquire about the band. And a fan base sort of formed from there. The album was recorded, obviously, before it became commonplace to post music online. So since the band was not successful with their first two EPs at first, they were virtually lost. Just surviving through CDs distributed to friends, family, and small labels, the EP gained a fan base despite it suffering from disc rot. So the version existing online was distorted audio from that original CD that was found in an op shop. If you want to hear what that distorted song sounds like, here it is, but it might be a little bit awful to listen to on radio. All people had to find out about the band was the lineup's first names, but the frontman was actually contacted in 2020 to release a version with its intended sound. The redone album still includes the versions of the first four songs with disc rot, though, because I guess that's what originally brought people to the song. The frontman, Owyne Davies, said about this whole kind of crazy revival, "The group that had been hunting down the record on Discord filled me in. I couldn't really believe it. The songs sounded awesome with rot. It's not a perfect record, but something about it obviously spoke to a few people, and that is an amazing thing. I mean, isn't music meant to bring people together? When I found out people had genuinely made friends and started their own musical journeys, not accepting what mainstream media outlets churn out, it blew me away. The community that made this happen are pretty amazing, and I applaud their worthwhile use of the internet." Yeah, I think that's a really cool story. And the sample in this song is that little flute part from the movie Dr. Strangelove, the intro of the film. Next up is the song Don't Cry by J Dilla. Don't cry.
I can stay to see you cry. I can stay to see you cry. If tears to see you cry. I can stay to see you cry, no.
Heard the song Don't Cry by J Dilla from his 2006 album Donuts, and that song samples the song by the Escorts, I Can't Stand to See You Cry. Donuts was his last release before he passed away at age 32, 3 days after his birthday, which was the release date of Donuts. This song sort of represents a message that he had to his family and friends, that after he had passed, don't mourn his death, but celebrate instead his contributions to Detroit hip-hop music and also the world. He was born James Dewitt Yancey and started off his career as part of the groups Slum Village and the Soulquarians, so working amongst artists such as D'Angelo and Questlove. He has a huge number of production credits for A Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, The Far Side, Erykah Badu, Janet Jackson, Q-Tip's solo career, and so on. In terms of sampling, he utilized an Akai MPC 3000, and essentially the Quantize feature in digital music production basically processes musical notes to get rid of any little imprecisions. He disabled this feature while chopping samples to create his signature awry yet rhythmic style that you might be able to hear on that last track. Very good song, very somber, but I like it a lot. Next up is the song, and I've already mentioned this group in this episode, Can I Kick It by A Tribe Called Quest.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Well, I'm gone.
Can I kick it? To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythm's quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game, we're the player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Just heard Can I Kick It by A Tribe Called Quest from their 1990 album People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm, their debut album. It of course samples Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed. That's the main sample that the song's known for, but it samples a few other songs as well, and because of that Lou Reed sample, the group made very little from the song, despite it being one of their most popular. The group consists of Q-Tip, Five Dog, Ali, Shaheed Muhammad, and Jarobi White, and was formed in Queens, New York in 1985. They started out as part of the Native Tongues Collective, which pioneered the sort of jazz-infused sample sampling techniques associated with early 90s East Coast hip-hop. The collective also included Jungle Brothers and De La Soul, of course, amongst others. So yeah, just a really fun song. And next up is F.I.L.O. by New Jarvis.
Lord, if fail, they do them nights dirty. Burn candles by the dozen, the guys so fire. Share energy, release, melt the heart. Mind, star boys, come on to wax. Shoot it, relax. I rest, I last, I dress in the cold episode slowly. Watch we old skin, let's bring the suffer. So far, so good, what's life got to offer? You stay curious, they analyze the facts. Who's there to encourage, give a panel they back? How come society wanna grow and ignore? Forging, big team, never work is a chore. I adore each step, hop, skip, cadence. Travel this thing in the age of decadence. Do this irreverence to the older. Veterans, stripes in the chest, plus a chip on their shoulder. Street soldiers cut without severance. But keep hustling anyways for the L or the F of it. F of it's a lag either way. Fear no evil once lost downtown. Like the last man down in the terrorist inferno of Babylon. Burst in last down, down, down. First in, first drop, to sweat my appetite. But couldn't satisfy my craving for beats wrapped tight. Like a Christmas gift, this night is an evil for generation to flip. Live life like a testimony. The simple rhymes, a difficult time to help a friend through a lonely tunnel. At the end, never remains just a funnel. Into a wine bottle and cork inside it. Mental so mind-boggling, a puzzle. Amazed that the grace never reached the goal. Not twice in the gate, he would preach a soul. True knowledge of self, shine rather than all for one. Pocket and polish you. Better to hold the sum of the characters, carry over your role. 24 karat gold each day is a jewel case closed with an infamous role. Self-representative and elected, yes I give the get, give back to the constituent. To sit you in a chair, break down the advance. There's nothing fashionable about arriving late, the game enacting. Campaign dudes with credit or cash. Quick times all play, streaming on the flash. So I'm sticking a couple pins into media outlets. Then I hop up in the black van and I'm out less. Get with the program, shut the down, don't think down. We keep on the ground, dowsing microphones, I'm casting. Everlasting sound, lasting, no doubt. First in, that's down, 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 down. If I alone, I'd rather do nothing else. If I follow my heart to the last pulse, like the last man down in the terrorist inferno of Babylon, first and last down. Like the last man down in the terrorist inferno of Babylon, first and last down. Like the last man down in the terrorist inferno of Babylon, first and last down.
That was F.I.L.O. by New Jarvis featuring Shing O2 from the album Metaphorical Music, released in 2003. Jun Seba, otherwise known as New Jarvis, was born in Tokyo and Metaphorical Music was his debut album. Largely considered an instrumental album despite featuring lyrics on some tracks, New Jarvis is an example of an artist achieving posthumous success, retroactively being named the godfather of lo-fi hip-hop. After finishing university, he opened a record store, mostly selling underground hip-hop records, and then eventually he started making his own beats, pressing them onto vinyl and selling them at the store, while also writing for various music magazines as well. Metaphorical Music became a cult classic, but unfortunately, New Jarvis died tragically in 2010 in a car accident. So another example of an artist gone much too soon, with huge impact on their genre and on music in general. Next up is the song Since I Left You by The Avalanches.
Yeah. good time now. Welcome to paradise.
You just heard the song Since I Left You by The Avalanches, the title track from their album from the year 2000. The group was formed in Melbourne in 1997, and Since I Left You was their debut studio album, produced by the group members of the time, Robbie Chater and Darren Seltman. As a concept album, it follows the story of an international search for love from country to country, the idea of a guy following a girl around the world and always being one port behind. And that was just because we had all of these records from all over the world and would like to use all of that stuff. This concept was not very closely followed. It was mostly just created in the planning stages of the album. But I think the expansive and whimsical, loud and fun sound of the album, especially heard on this track, the most popular song from the album, reflects these sort of themes that they were aiming for. The main sample that you can hear in the song is by The Main Attractions, called Every Day, released in 1968. And of course, the technique utilized on this song was sampling vinyl records with a Yamaha Promix 01 and Akai S2000 and six other prominent samples. All from the 50s through the 70s are used on the song. So quite a lot of sampling there. Actually, that's most of the song. Huge range of material there featured in one track. Lastly, for today's episode, we have the song I Know by De La Soul.
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrasing right up to bat. It's the daisy age, and you're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip-hop love, this is, and don't mind when I quiz your evolvements before the sun. But clear your court, cause this a one-man sport, and who's better for this than plugged one? Plugged don't one. Have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze the frame of our moves the same, wish we can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm past the noose, but because...
I know I love you, better.
I cut this dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's Plug 2, and from the soul I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is 2, cause it takes 2, not 3 to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex. Sex is a mere molecule in this world of lust that I have for you. It's true, true.
I know I love you better.
It's time to let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand and we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of souls. Like to be at the cut of a rim. Take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell plug ones within. Forward march is the same when transistors will play. Coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be then top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. Full swing. I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cause
I know I love you better.
It's I again, and the soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we could meet Mr. Stucky and Pops, Brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding begin. The wedding begin. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly G, true boy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my plug to home, and on Mars where we could be all alone. And we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how
I know I love you better.
That was I Know by De La Soul from their 1989 album 3 Feet High and Rising. Always a song that can put me in a good mood, and I hope it put you in a good mood as well. But that is the end of this episode of Lift of the Dial here on 104.7 FM, Coast Access Radio. You can listen to these episodes every second Saturday at 7:30 p.m. or every second Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Or you can catch the episodes on the Coast Access Radio website or Apple Podcasts. Stay tuned and catch you next time.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.